people chanting "Women, Life, Freedom," and "Death to Khomeini," a reference to the Supreme Leader. It followed calls to mark the 40th day of mourning for two men executed on protest-related charges. The UN said they had faced unfair...
It is now finally 23-2-23, or 2-2-3-2-3, whichever way you like to write your dates. I prefer the year first, so 2-0-2-3-0-2-2-3. But anyway, it's always fun whenever the numbers repeat. Too bad we had issues. Or we've already lived through 0011, or I have, I guess, 00112233444, all the way through 12. Now we're almost to the 24. I've been alive way too long. We've had too many fun days. Greetings to Com, Ratsu, and Stug, and X1. Hello. I'm sorry. I'm hoping the connection stabilizes here. It is Thursday, so just to give you a programming note, it is Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 19:30, Stug with Flux at 20 hours, and Handy C's show Language Soup with DJ Super Salad at 2100, and Pumpkin Pie with Mr. Bruges at 2200. So it is just a whole packed schedule. And McCormick's got a show at 00. FFOG has a show in those early hours of UTC, which is tonight. Liquid Dreams will be on tomorrow morning, along with Synth Battle Royale Review. So anyway, check it all out. Go to anonradio.net for the schedule, or press the equal sign when you're in comm, and you'll be good to go. I am late. I almost didn't come out here, but I figured, you know what? Better to do some live than nothing at all. I've got a bunch of news stories I've been playing around with. This is the aside. So there's a Python project called Textual that allows you to use like CSS and make very colorful and interactive terminal applications. And I'm a member of like a six-person team, and we support all sorts of stuff, and we don't all know each other's stuff. So I was trying to write an extendable like toolbox so that everybody could just write their own module for it, and then we would have like one single support tool. But as you would imagine, once you start digging into that kind of stuff, you lose track of time, and then it's 1 a.m. in the morning or 2 a.m., and then you sleep in, and then you wake up and you're late to work, and you just don't know what's going on, and then it's time for the news, and you forget to send out the beer call, so then everybody's like, "Where are we having beer?" And you gotta be like, "Oh, hold on, it's over here." And then once you do, so anyway, it's just a whole mess in Marcus Land, but that's fine. We're going to cover the news that we can, and this will be all the news that you can use for today on February the 23rd of 2023. So we'll just pull up our ye old bookmarks here and get going, because there are a few cool stories and then a bunch of stories. So let's get through the cool ones real fast here, because it is the 23rd. So first, this news to me story, up and down. It is not a world news story. It comes to us from Florida, Florida, Florida. TV reporter Dylan Lyons, 24, and a 9-year-old girl have been fatally shot near Orlando, Florida, close to the scene of a murder that took place hours earlier. That's right. That's why it's news, because we don't just have shootings in the United States. We have shootings where the perpetrator comes back and shoots the reporter who's reporting on the shooting. A second reporter, Jesse Walden, and the girl's mother were shot and injured by the same gunman, who's also suspected of the other homicide. That's right. Over and over again, the journalists were covering the killing of a woman when the teenage suspect returned. It's unclear if they were targeted. The suspect was armed when he was arrested and was not cooperating with police. The other two victims in Wednesday's two attacks in Pine Hills, a suburb of Orlando, have not yet been identified. In a news conference, Orange County Sheriff John Mina said the journalists were in or near their vehicle, which he said did not look like a TV station's official vehicle, when they were attacked around 1600 local time. He said the Spectrum News 13 journalists had been reporting on a shooting that took place earlier in the day around 11 a.m. local time, which saw a woman in her 20s fatally shot inside a car when the suspect took the return to the crime scene and opened fire. After attacking the journalist, the alleged gunman, Keith Moses, age 19, went into a nearby home and shot the girl and her mother. The mother was in hospital in critical condition, he added. Other journalists nearby helped provide first aid to the victims. Let's see what we got here. Spectrum 13 continued live coverage after the death of their reporter was announced. Spectrum used to be Charter and Time Warner. When they merged together, they changed their name to Spectrum. But it is not the most, it's not normally evil. Anyway, Greg Angel, a news presenter for the station, said the injured journalist had been able to speak with investigators and colleagues. The suspect said the suspect has a lengthy criminal history to include gun charges, aggravated battery and assault with a deadly weapon, burglary, and grand theft charges. So, pretty wild stuff. Hey, Claudia Wim, welcome, welcome. Our Florida man is here. X1. Oh, yeah. Textual Python. Yep. And hello, Connor H. and the crew here. Thank you for being here. So that's the wild news story. I just was really blown away that a murderer came back to the scene of the crime, killed again, and then killed again. It's just, it's wild. Killing. In Northern Ireland, Irish police suspect new IRA behind detective shooting. I'm not a fan of the police, but I'm not out there shooting them. A senior Northern Irish police officer is in critical but stable condition in hospital after being shot by two masked men while he coached children's football. A dissident Irish Republican Army splinter group is suspected of shooting Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell on Wednesday night at a sports complex in Omagh. about 100 kilometers west of Belfast. It's O-M-A-G-H, which looks close to me in my head like Omaha, and I got confused. Anyway, Caldwell, a well-known officer who has led investigations into murder, organized crime, and dissident paramilitary groups, was attacked by two gunmen as he put footballs into the boot of his car, accompanied by his young son. The investigation is at an early stage. We're keeping open mind. There are multiple strands to that investigation. But it is sad, because that kid is going to grow up with have a lot of trauma to work through. Now, this is very serious indeed. If you're in the UK, I'm sorry. Salad shortages could last a month. Shortages of salad and other vegetables in UK supermarkets could last up to a month, the environmental secretary has said, as the government was accused of bringing the problem on itself by failing to support local growers and through Brexit policies. Therese Coffey told Parliament that the shortages could take some time to resolve after Tesco, Asda, Aldi, and Morrisons introduced limits on purchases of items including tomatoes, cucumbers, and peppers, owing to shortages partly caused by a cold spell in southern Spain and northern Africa. Responding to an urgent question about the empty shelves in supermarkets, Coffey said, "I'm led to believe by my officials, after discussion with industry and retailers, we anticipate this situation will last about another 2 to 4 weeks. We try and make sure we get different sourcing options, and that's why the Environment Department has already been in discussion with retailers and why there will be further discussions led by ministers as well." So, if you are hanging out there, I'm sorry you will not be able to get your vegetables. If you are in the U.S., don't worry, you can get your vegetables. You can also get bulletproof vests and helmets and guns and ammunition. All are in plenty of supply, so do not worry. Ratsu suggests going to the sea. yeah, get your sea vegetables. Sea cucumbers. I don't think they have the same vitamins as regular cucumbers, but I mean, worth a shot, right? Let's see. Oh yeah, I don't want to forget this. Israel has bombed Gaza again. Israel has bombed the Gaza Strip after Palestinian fighters launched several rockets from their besieged coastal enclave amid tensions over an Israeli raid. They killed at least 11 Palestinians in the occupied West Bank of Nablus. The attacks early on Thursday sent plumes of black smoke rising over one of the targeted locations north of Gaza City. Hours earlier, rockets fired from the Gaza Strip lit up the night sky and triggered sirens in Israeli cities of Sderot and Ashkelon. There were no immediate reports of casualties. Palestinian witnesses said they saw at least 8 rockets fired, while the Israeli military put the number of projectiles at 6. The Israeli military said its air defense system intercepted 5 of the rockets, while the 6th fell in an uninhabited area. So, that is, those vegetables would know about vegetables, yeah. you wouldn't download a Liz Truss, would you? Put Truss in the sea. I thought you were saying put trust in the sea. Like, oh, just trust on the sea. We'll just go out there to the ocean and get our vegetables. That's very funny. Much more funny than I was going with. So anyway, Palestinian fire has gone on and on, as per usual. And let me see, what's the other stuff that's like super important I want to be sure and mention here? The Speaker of the House gave some classified video to a far-right extremist news program so that they can have access to it. It was previously classified data, so it's kind of causing an outrage in the United States political sphere. A lawyer, this was outrageous, something to just know about the state of affairs in the U.S., again in Florida. A lawyer's attempt to have his pregnant client released from jail ahead of trial by arguing that her fetus is being subjected to unlawful and illegal detention could have profound consequences for the rights of women in Florida. Attorney William N. Norris filed a petition for the writ of habeas corpus on behalf of the unborn child of Natalia Harrell in Florida's 3rd District Court of Appeal on February 16th. The filing argues that the fetus is a person under the Florida Constitution and the United States Constitution and therefore has the right to due process. The unborn child has not been charged with a criminal offense by respondents or the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office, yet respondents have unborn child in a detention center. Further alleges that the jail has failed to provide Harrell with adequate prenatal nutrition and medical care, saying she's not been treated by an obstetrician or gynecologist since October, and that on one occasion she was left inside a transport van with temperatures exceeding 100 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 C. She was 6 weeks pregnant when she was arrested. Let's see. Fetal personhood laws are a key aim of the anti-abortion movement in the U.S. following the U.S. Supreme Court striking down Roe v. Wade. They're strongly opposed by pro-choice and women's rights organizations. If you recognize fetal personhood, this is a Pandora's box, said Mary Ziegler, a law professor and expert in abortion law. Ziegler said it was hard to see how the court could grant a writ in Harrell's case without establishing some kind of generalizable rule of fetal personhood. And I think this kind of mess is just absolutely hilarious. And I mean, sure, if a woman can be taken to prison and put in jail because she's used drugs in the past and could harm the baby, this seems like a perfect turnaround there. There's going to be a blizzard in Los Angeles, so that's got people freaking out. And Russia says they're going to deploy Sarmat nuclear missiles this year. It was going to be deployed last year, but it failed in a recent missile test, so they expect it to be out this year. It is already time to go. I'm just all over the place. I'm sorry. But hey, you know what? Tomorrow's Friday. I should be working from home, which is a little calmer, less stress. But we'll see. Anyway, please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a show that airs every goddamn day at 19:30.